Good afternoon and welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It is 20 past two and it's Thursday, another day off. Back at work on Sunday, as I've mentioned. Apparently the new manager started today. Actually, no, before I get into that, it's a fucking beautiful day again. A clear, an absolutely clear blue sky. Bright sunshine. It's cold, but I can feel the warmth of the sun again, which is always nice. I can see half the moon in the sky, which is also nice. The park is relatively quiet at the moment. Few people walking about, usual dogs, there's a beagle there with a woman, presumably the owner of the beagle. Anyway, yes, back to work on Sunday. Apparently the new manager's in today. Not hearing greatly positive things at the moment, but I temper that with the information I'm getting is from the outgoing manager, who isn't leaving on the best of terms. So I'm still going to give him his chance, but I don't know what I'm hearing. Blimey, did you not want those teeth on those gears? You know, put the clutch in first. Always helps, I find anyway. So yes, I'm not hearing positive things. The vibe I'm getting is that the new manager isn't really quite the kind of person that you'd want as the face of this particular establishment, which is a kind of, it's a nice pub in a lovely village. It's a kind of quirky place to it. The staff, I think we're quite a quirky bunch, just a varied bunch of people, very different personalities. So I don't know. A 2 hygiene rating now, which doesn't bode well for the future. I'm sure Gordon Racist is getting his shots in to the new manager. Be all over him like a rash, slagging off anyone he can to deflect from his own deficiencies, which are many and varied, not just as a chef, also as a human being. Anyway, so today I've been finishing off the pieces of jewellery I've been making. Quite pleased with the outcome. There's still some improvements to be made. An idea for setting the sort of pin on the back into the claymore so that the whole thing doesn't sit so far out, but that requires some testing, so I'm going to give them to someone tomorrow to have a wear, see how it all works out, wear them to where they're going to meet other people and see if they notice and all that sort of stuff. So that would be some interesting feedback and also an opportunity to establish what the wear and tear is going to be like. Whether they're easy to put on. They're quite robust, but they can be broken by a human being fairly easily if treated wrong. I guess you'd have to treat them as gently as you would if you had a delicate piece of gold jewellery or something, you know. So anyway, yes, so I'm off to the seaside tomorrow, down to Portsmouth for the afternoon and some of the evening certainly, and then back to work. No, that's not tomorrow. Saturday. Tomorrow. Ooh, bloody hell. I'm almost wishing myself back at work. Tomorrow's Friday, so today is a day of pretty much chilling out now. Been rushing around like a mad thing, Not really. Just been getting some stuff done. Bought some crickets. Oh, there's some news. I had to go somewhere else for my crickets, because the place I normally go is a reptile shop that's in a garden centre. And the garden centre's had a fire, and it's temporarily closed. I don't know how big the fire is, or was. I imagine it's out now. I mean, I heard about it yesterday. I imagine the fire was sometime before yesterday even. So it's probably gone out by now. I reckon they probably put it out, or someone put it out. Maybe some firemen. Quite likely some firemen, I would say. So at the moment, I have no idea the extent of the damage, how long the garden centre will be out of action, but I suppose garden centres are potentially things that could be at least partly opened, depending on the extent of the damage, of course. All a bit of a shame. It's quite a nice garden centre. I'm not a great aficionado of garden centres, but it is quite a nice one, and it's where I normally get my crickets. So I had to go to Pets at Home. To search through the boxes, because predominantly they were full of dead crickets, but I managed to find what looked like a fairly lively one. Got them home, put them in their tank, given them some carrots to eat, given them some water, and they all seem to be quite active in there at the moment. So the signs are good for the gecko being fed for at least the foreseeable future. And by that I mean, I don't know, the next week, maybe two. They often don't last as long as I'd like. Even though I feed them and give them water, they still seem to fizzle out. Not sure how long a cricket would normally live for, actually. Whatever. So yes, but I'm looking forward to going back to work. Purely for the sport of it, I think. Purely see how Gordon Racist performs now that he's shown himself to be an incompetent head chef. I mean, he's a cook, he's not really a head chef. He doesn't take any responsibility for what happens in the kitchen, blames everyone else all the time. He's even blaming the old manager for all the price rises, which are down to him, and now he's set himself up for a problem, you see, because he's reduced. He buys most things in. Doesn't make much in the kitchen, so that means they're more expensive. So the dishes become more expensive, and he's put the prices up accordingly, but not really accordingly. He's put the prices up, but his gross profit is still terrible. So he's now almost forced himself into a position where he's going to have to lower the prices. The portions have got smaller also. He's going to have to lower the prices, which is going to make his GP even worse. So I'm not so sure he's thinking this through, really. Seems a bit dim, if you ask me, but he's such a major and massive bullshitting liar that, for anyone who's not around him for any particular amount of time, i.e. the owners, or the owner in particular, the main owner, the man who owns everything, he doesn't seem to be able to see through it yet. Time will tell. And I'm quite looking forward to just seeing it all unfold. As someone who just goes in there and does their job, goes home, I mean, that I may get some flack. I'm sure Gordon Racist has been getting as many shots in at everybody he can possibly get in to cover up his own, as I say, deficiencies. Can't say I really care anymore. That's part of the problem with these situations, isn't it? People just stop caring. Because when they're given everything they need to do a good job, and they're in the right environment, and everything else is taken care of, they can excel. But even now, we have people coming in. Word will get around that our hygiene rating has gone down to a 2. If you go down to a 2, that's not a good sign. Some people can't get a 5 rating just because they might be just a little cafe or something and they haven't got the kind of setup that they need. And I think even a 3, it doesn't mean the food's bad. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with the food or you're likely to get ill. It means the food is perfectly fine. It's just that they don't meet certain criteria. When you get down to 2s and 1s, then you're into the place isn't very fucking clean territory, and the food isn't being thrown away in time. Apparently the guy who came in caught the two other chefs, the younger chefs, relabeling boxes in the fridge. I said, "Oh, so what do you do when you relabel the boxes? Do you throw that food away?" And they're like, No, we just put another 3 days on it. Oh, right, why'd you do that? Because the chef told us to. It's mad. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm ready to walk, though. At any time. That I know to be true. I'm done. Catch you all next time. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket. They're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.